Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah continues talking about various documents that were found, and it specifically talks about documents in which we do not know the status of whose hands they were in originally. Were they in the hands of the person for whom they were written originally, or have they been given to the parties that they were supposed to be given to? We're not certain about that. The Mishnah says, Matze Gite Noshim, if a person finds a divorce document, Vishikhruy Avadim, or the document which a master utilizes to free his non-Jewish slave, Diatiki. Diatiki is a last will and testament of a person who's on his deathbed, and that can have contractual obligations in it, and that it determines that the Nechasim, the properties of the estate of the person who's ill, that they're to be given to specific parties. Matona, or it's a shtar, a document that says that so-and-so gifted his properties to somebody else. Vishovarim, or receipts. Now sometimes, let's say, if a lender will give a borrower, once the borrower pays off his loan, he'll give him a receipt that he received a payment on the loan, and the purpose of that receipt. Sometimes you can't give the document of the loan document back into the hands of the borrower. It's not available, or something happened to it. So what we'll do is the lender will write a receipt saying he received the payment. Any of those documents, harei ze lo yachzir, you cannot return the item to the person. Let's say the husband who was supposed to give the divorce document, or the master, or the person who's ill, or his family, or the person who was giving the matzah, who was giving the gift or the receipt, because for all we know, maybe they gave them already to the person, and it fell out from the hands of the person they gave it to, and we can't give it to the person who it's intended for. Let's say the wife, or the Eved, the slave, or the parties that were supposed to receive any of these gifts or the items from the person's estate. We cannot give it back to them because maybe the person commissioned them to be written but never gave them yet. So you can't give it to either party. Sha'ani Omer, and the reason you can't give it to the person for whom it was written, because I can say, Ksuvim Hayu, maybe they were written, V'nimlach Aleihem, but the person who was supposed to give them to the other party changed his mind, Shalitnim, not to give them, and he didn't follow through. The person decided he didn't divorce his wife, and he decided not to free his slave, or he decided not to give these items away. So therefore, we can't give them back to the person for whom they were supposed to intended to be given to, and we also can't give them to the person for whom they were written.